Those jerks next door stole our newspaper again. Assholes. Reese muttered over his coffee mug as he stood at the sink and glared out the window at the house next door, no doubt plotting his revenge. Tom knew from personal experience just how creative his boyfriend could get. Although, when Reese's creativity was turned on Tom, as it was on a regular basis, it made him shiver and his dick get hard. And felt bad in advance for the neighbor's imminent doom. Maybe it wasn't them. Better to avoid conflict, especially in this case. Oh, please. Reese turned and leaned against the counter. You know they're still pissed I called the gas company on them. I apologized for that. You shouldn't have. It was their own fault, a stench like that. Reese was halfway convinced they were living next door to a meth lab and kept telling Tom it was just a matter of time until they were both killed in a fiery explosion. Tom thought the couple next door, half hipster, half hippie, all lesbian, were a little too crunchy granola to be masterminding a criminal drug lab. Reese remained suspicious. Maybe there's a problem with our subscription. It was an affectation anyway, getting the Sunday paper delivered. Reese had signed them up for a subscription when they'd moved into their first apartment after graduation because he'd had this idea that's what grown-ups in a relationship did on Sundays, lounge around, reading the paper and eating breakfast in bed. Tom had a whole lot of other things he preferred to do with Reese in a bed than read the paper, especially when the news was full of landmines and hand grenades. Like now. For the past month, just the sight of that folded-up U of newsprint in its cheap plastic sack would set the acid in his stomach churning. I guess I can call and check on it later today. I'll do it, Tom volunteered, disbelief washing over him at the level of subterfuge to which he was willing to sink. He was going to have to tell Reese eventually. The news would filter in sooner or later, and then Tom would be busted. Even someone as careless of staying on top of current events as Reese would hear Tom's father was getting sprung from prison on an early release program for nonviolent offenders, making restitution to the community. Minimal prison time was apparently one of the perks of being a rich white dude who had only destroyed lives by breaking people financially. Tom didn't understand why his father should get off any lighter than someone who had killed people in a drunk driving accident, especially since his father hadn't been drunk. He'd known exactly what he was doing the entire time and didn't regret a damn thing. Of course, in Thomas Worthington II's head, he hadn't actually done anything wrong at all. He'd simply been unlucky, and if no one had panicked, all his father's investors would have made out like bandits in the end. Tom wasn't sure how it was possible to run a massive Ponzi scheme, defrauding thousands of investors to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars without acknowledging that was what you were doing, but he'd seen his father's face. The times he'd gone to visit him in the federal detention center before the trial. He'd seen no guilt, no remorse, just a self-righteous outrage that anyone would doubt him. His father had leaned toward him over the metal table bolted to the floor in the family visiting room at the jail where he'd been held as a flight risk before his trial.
Hey, kiddo, this is all a shakedown racket. You know I'm going to take care of you when the feds finally get their heads out of their asses, right?
Tom hadn't asked what his father meant. He didn't want to know. He'd sat there silent, a mute audience for the show his father put on like a carny barker reeling in the marks for a rigged game. The words had washed over him, the excuses and explanations of the many, many ways in which his father was misunderstood and persecuted and the victim of circumstance. He'd seen a man who repainted the world in his own image, and Tom had known he'd never wanted anything to do with that man ever again. Walking away from his father had been incredibly easy. So easy, the ghost of it had followed him everywhere he'd gone since. Tom had taken to waking up extra early for his morning run. He ran farther than ever these mornings until his legs and his lungs burned, and when he stopped, the struggle not to throw up in the gutter at the end of their driveway helped keep him distracted even longer. He worried someone would spot him throwing the paper in the neighbor's recycling bin, but at least he knew it wouldn't be Reese, who believed waking up before it was absolutely necessary because of work, hunger, or the need to piss was a sign of an uptight asshole. Tom almost laughed, except he knew Reese would ask him what was funny. One uptight asshole coming right up. I'll take care of it,